AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was told by Michelle Brown Burdick's about the massacre 100 years ago in Tulsa in the area known as Black Wall Street.
This land where we stand now is considered sacred ground. This was once home to Black Wall Street. In this image, which is dated 1917, you can see black-owned businesses lining the streets of Greenwood.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is set to announce new measures to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites and reinvest in underserved communities.
Frankly, he plans to discuss his shared sense of frustration and pain that justice has been denied to these families for so long.
In Chicago,
over the four-day weekend for Memorial Day, there were four murders, which was the lowest in 10 years.
Police Superintendent David Brown says there was a big drop in the number of murders in May. For the entire year, there's been more murders in Chicago than this time last year. There's been a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station. A home about 10 miles from the station is on fire, and there's a heavy police presence. It's unclear if it's connected to the shooting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says their pullout from Afghanistan is going well, as at least six people were killed in a series of attacks that plunged the country's capital, Kabul, into darkness. Three explosions rattled the city. One heavily damaged an electrical grid station in North Kabul. Police in San Francisco say a female officer of Asian descent responding to a call about a man making threats to people in Chinatown was attacked by the suspect, who was later arrested on assault and hate crime charges. Grammy-nominated rapper DaBaby is being questioned by Miami Beach police regarding a shooting that wounded two people. No arrests have been made. Stocks have been wobbling up and down ahead of the closing bell. This is AP News. Japan's vaccine push ahead of the Olympics next month could be a little too late.
That's the realization sinking in as Japan scrambles to catch up on a frustratingly slow vaccination drive. Now the Japan Doctors Union says the Olympics risk becoming an incubator for what they call a Tokyo variant, as 15,000 foreign athletes and tens of thousands of officials, sponsors and journalists from around 200 countries descend on and potentially mix with a largely unvaccinated Japanese population, with infections in Tokyo and other heavily populated areas currently at high levels. Experts have warned there's little slack in the system. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haley Mornico didn't hesitate when she saw a large bear facing off with her family's dogs on the top of a wall in their Southern California backyard. The 17-year-old ran outside and shoved the bear away, then rounded up the dogs and went back inside the house. It was all caught on video. Ed Donahue, AP News.